This is Charles Osgood. We all know, because we've been told over and over, how important it is to eat a balanced diet and that the nutrients in fresh fruits and veggies are essential to good health. Fine. But for me, knowing that and eating as if I knew it are two different things. I'm a meat and potatoes guy and always have been. So I was thrilled to find out that Balance of Nature capsules concentrate 31 different fruits and vegetables with no extracts or fillers and with all those phytonutrients we need to be in top form. Balance of Nature. It's well named. To touch all the bases, what I do is to take a few of the fruit and berry capsules, the red ones in the morning, and the green veggie capsules later in the day. My body and brain never had it so good. With nutrition well balanced as nature intended, no wonder that these days I'm feeling so splendid.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
The Kate Daly Show is about to start. Progressive liberals must be accompanied by an adult. The show starts now.
Do you believe that right now we are in a position where the 2020 election will be hacked?
Oh, without question.
There's nothing secure about the Dominion voting gear.
Many of the features of Dominion that are being characterized as glitches are actually designed features to help people manipulate the results of the election.
A month before the 2020 election, the parent company of Dominion Voting Systems received $400 million in funding.
Do you understand
that
people...
Asymptomatic spread is not a thing. They've already shown there is no asymptomatic spread. There is no asymptomatic spread. I don't have symptoms. I'm fine. I'm not a carrier of disease. This is what I'm saying. They're treating us like we're diseased. You just said, how is it treating you like you're diseased? But then
wearing
you're telling
a mask
me how you
is
know.
Not an imposition to be careful with other people's
no,
health.
Wait, it's not just the mask.
This
it's
is the
social
epicenter
distancing.
Of
it's
the country.
It's the lockdowns. It's everything. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
Data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual. Data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Yes, we're back. We're live. It's 2021, and we hope you're doing well. We hope you had a fantastic time with your family. Happy New Year to you. And, of course, a latent Merry Christmas to you, and we're just glad to be back. Uncle Milty, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Excellent. And we have so much to say today. As you can imagine, I knew. I actually was a little bit about coming to work this week. I have to be honest. I wanted to take the time off. The reason being is this week is going to be a show of crazy. I actually think we have a lot coming down on Wednesday. And so Wednesday is the day. This will be a little bit of a showdown. We have a lot of people contesting the election in Congress and some in the Senate. And so this is going to get interesting. But we're going to have Dr. Duke Pesta on with us to talk this over today. Dr. Duke Pesta of the Dr. Duke Show, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Kate?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you. And 2021, what does this look like to you? I'm almost hesitant to ask. Yeah,
I know. I remain pessimistic. I know you and Milty have you're still holding out hope that something radical is going to happen. And I think we are perfectly set up for something really big to happen. You just have to have the men to do it.
Right.
And I just don't see it. I just don't see it in the Republican Party. Look, just because you pee standing up doesn't mean you're actually a man. And so with some of these Republican politicians, they talk a good game. But I mean, even Tom Cotton today, the senator from Arkansas, who's done such a good job defending Trump in the past, he took one step back from doing it today. So, I mean, my problem with the Republicans is that I've always believed for the last 4 years over the Trump administration that they were more comfortable, actually, with status quo under a Biden than they would be under 4 more years of Trump. Trump would push them in places they didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Trump would make them define themselves in ways that would make it easier for voters to vote against them. Trump was pursuing a particular agenda, an agenda that many, many, many Americans wanted, including many Democrats, including many immigrants who wanted to see more, less illegal immigration. He was forcing Republicans in the way they voted and the way they did or did not stand behind him to put their necks out. And I just don't think Republicans like putting their necks out. I believe firmly that the Republican Party, generally speaking, and there are exceptions, generally speaking, prefers to be the minority. Because they can raise all kinds of money from people like you and me. People like you and me will bust our butts to try to get them elected. We'll raise all kinds of money for them. And then they can promise anything when they're in the minority because they have no power to do it. Mm-hmm. But as you saw for the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, they dragged their feet on everything. Yeah. Everything they said they were going to brag and do if we got the presidency, they did none of it.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. So Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, put out a statement about January 6th, this Wednesday, and said, basically, we'll have our day in Congress. And he said, we'll hear the objections, we'll hear the evidence, but tomorrow is Georgia's day, meaning tomorrow, Tuesday. And so they have a Senate runoff election tomorrow. It's this tomorrow and Wednesday are going to be very interesting. My own problem is, I have to admit this, I don't all the way trust Pence, and I've felt this way since the beginning. I always feel a little bit, well, let's put it this way, that the vice president is impeachment insurance, but also the fact that I think they also serve as handlers to the president. And I don't trust Pence. But with that being said, it'll be an interesting showdown because so many people are already saying, like Josh Hawley, I'm going to contest. And if they contest, and if the vice president, who gets the final say, says that he does not, he's going to take the other slate of electors, the Republican electors, because of the fact that there's fraud in their state, it's ongoing still to this day, then
I go back to my rather uncouth comment made moments ago. Just because you stand when you pee doesn't necessarily mean you're a man. And I'm with you. I mean, when push comes to shove, you think Mike's going to stand and do the right thing, or is he going to sit his little girl toilet?
I don't know. I mean, his job's at stake, so maybe he votes his job. I don't know. It's up for debate, isn't it? But I'm telling you, we have enough people contesting it. It's going to make it interesting. Uncle Milton?
If you get enough people, that's right.
Yeah. At some point, somebody's going to have to remember that 175 million Americans voted for President Trump.
Yeah.
And they're not happy.
Well, I got it, but 175 million plus one is all the Democrats care about. Mm-hmm. And you can tell by the kind of government that's being put together. You can tell what Nancy Pelosi is doing in the House, that they're not the least bit interested in what Republicans think about anything. This is all about power. What we now know, and we've known it before, we've known it for 20 years, but it's never been so obvious as it is now when Trump became president, that this is a death cult, the Democrat Party, that cares only about power. And when they have it, they're going to mow you down.
Yeah.
And that begs another question. Given that a huge number of Georgians have, quote unquote, already voted by mail, what actual hope do you have that you're going to have a fair election outcome tomorrow?
Yeah, the only hope we had was that now that they're being looked at with such scrutiny, were they going to try to pull it off again, right? The fraud, the Dominion system fraud. And the Washington Post put up a conversation that President Trump had with their governor, Georgia's governor, and they made it look like he was pressuring them to commit fraud, which was so ironic and funny, wasn't it? Because when you listen to the recording, that's not what he's doing at all. He's actually telling them to that the fact that Georgia is covering up the fraud of the Dominion system in their state, that it's criminal. He was actually telling them, this is criminal if you do not tell people the truth about this. And he actually asked them about parts of the machines, the inner parts of the machine being traded out for other parts of the other parts so that they wouldn't be able to find the fraud. And I know Trump has a lot of things that he's going to be disclosing tonight and tomorrow. So that's going to get very interesting. There's more coming on Wednesday morning. So what does he have? Interesting. Yeah, I think it'd be good.
I don't know, but all I know is that there's not a single judge in this country that's been seriously willing to take a look at this, including the three Republicans he fought hard to get on the Supreme Court. Nothing from Kavanaugh, nothing from Amy Comey Barrett. It doesn't seem like even the highest court in the land, they're not interested in this. Right now, the leftists have got it figured out. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump says. And it doesn't matter what Trump supporters say. They won the election primarily by demonizing Trump and demonizing us. They won. They've got a majority. They also know, the Democrats, there are more than enough squishy Republicans. All right. What's this guy? King's. What's this one guy's name? From Illinois, who's lecturing Republicans. There's plenty of Mitt Romney's, plenty of these guys in the Republican Senate and the House. And now you've got Mitch McConnell, right?
Horrific.
Helping to override a veto, right? Mm-hmm. When you've got Republicans in the Senate overriding Trump's veto, what makes you think there's anyone there when push comes to shove is going to do the right thing?
Yeah. About a dozen Republican senators. No Romney on that list, of course. Mm-hmm. What a traitor. And around 50 House Republicans have pledged to object to key states' electoral votes in the midst of all these allegations of voter fraud.
If you're a Democrat, how are you scared by that? How does that scare you? You've got everybody else convinced that the election's over. Mm-hmm. You've got a media now that will immediately scream treason and try to destroy every one of those protesters. I'm just curious. How do those numbers 12 out of 100 in the Senate and 150 out of 500
only 50. But here's the deal, though. They are objecting. And through the Constitution, when they do that, it is Pence's role to say whether or not he's going to accept it due to the fraud in those key states.
Yep.
So, you know what? By the process of the Constitution, I do. I actually have some hope in this. I really do. I woke up feeling pretty good today. I know. It's crazy.
Speaking of Pence, that would be the single most shockingly decisive thing done in Washington in 100 years if he doesn't.
Yes, I agree with you, but it's still the process and they're still objecting. Now, if we didn't have anybody objecting and all the hope I had was in people even objecting, these people have actually committed to do it. So, you know what?
You talk to Chris Ann all the time. So yes. What procedurally would happen? Let's say that that Pence doesn't accept. What then?
Well, in fact, we can get into that. We can actually go through the Constitution in the next segment because we're going to run out of time if I start it right now. And I want to be able to put that on a short podcast. But I'm telling you, I wanted to get Uncle Milty's comment on this before we go to break.
Well, I just think that Pence is in a position where he can put himself in the history books forever.
Yeah.
With what happens
this
week.
Yes, he can.
Forever.
That's one way to look at it. Mm-hmm. Another way to look at it is he has his job or his future. Yep. Right? Is he going to think that way about?
Right? I see what you're saying. Yes.
Is he going to take the coward's road, recognizing he's a relatively young man, and he's going to want a future after whatever happens?
Well, then I guess it depends on what they have on him. If what they have on him is pretty deep, and he doesn't want that disclosed, I guess that's going to tell the tale. Because you know what? Just like John Roberts and his trips to Epstein Island that are documented, we know how on the take these people are, and so it'll be very interesting to see what happens there. But I still have, for some reason, I still feel really good about this week. So, I they're not going to change the dates. I know people out there are saying that they are. They're not going to do it. The Constitution, and they have to pass a law in order to do that. But when I say that with a smile because, you know what? They upend the Constitution all the time. They ignore the Constitution all the time. And so, can they? Yes. Just because I say there's no law and this is how the Constitution works doesn't mean anything really because at the end of the day, they're going to do what they're going to do and try to get away with it, justify it, and pacify it, pacify us. But right now, they're pacifying us with payments, right? We're funding all these countries and we get the little dribble amount. The favorite meme of the week, because it was so disgusting, it was this, that you can buy an American for $1.64. You can help an American for $1.64 a day. This is how bad it's getting. And so that measly little $600, McConnell said no to the $2,000. It'll be interesting where that falls. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show. Catch that show. It's an amazing show. We'll be right back when we'll explain the Constitution. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Glad to be live. I know it's 2021. We're back. We're live. I've got Uncle Milty. I've got the great Dr. Duke Pesty as well. And Dr. Duke Show, if you haven't figured it out, the Dr. Duke Show is one amazing show. And, you know, as far as solutions go, Dr. Duke Pesta, I foresee us trying to rally the teachers and the troops on trying to kind of make a segue into private education. And that's going to have to be the way of the future if we're going to escape all of this crap. And we'll talk about that later in the show, because I want to get from him how he feels about the privatization of education, stepping out of public schools altogether, and teachers being hired by parents to teach their kids. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I'm going to ask him some questions about that. But getting back to the election, I still do have a lot of faith in this week. My gut feeling is that we will have some interesting things happen, and that the problem is that we always stay silent. Conservatives are not the kind to go riot and burn down buildings and do all of these insanely grotesque things that the progressive liberals do. And because of that, people think, well, we're going to be silent until the next election. We're going to hold out hope if Biden stays in. But we also know that the next election will be the same. And now if they get away with this, they get away with this forever, the blatant fraud, not the under the current fraud that people still have questions about. But I'm talking open and blatant fraud. So I don't think we'll be as silent as they're counting on. And I think they're a little afraid of that. We're the majority of the country. What say you?
You know, first of all, I think you explained everything brilliantly. You're exactly correct. I just, at push comes to shove, you know, I wonder about the resolve of the American people. I wonder if this happens the way you say it's going to happen. If not, if Pence refuses to accept, right, and constitutionally does, and you can explain to everybody at home what the constitutional process is. But if Pence, you know, it's a crossing the Rubicon moment. Remember when Julius Caesar was, we get this, you know, this crossing the Rubicon moment, this moment when you have to decide something that's going to change the fate of an entire nation. The Romans had a law that no general was allowed to bring his army within 6 miles of the city of Rome, because the temptation for the generals to take power was too great. Caesar was 6 miles out of Rome with his army. And all night long he debated, should I? He knew that if he crossed that river, he was engaging in what many people would have seen as treason.
Yeah.
The famous statement in the morning, right? Alea iacta est, the die is cast. I'm going for it. He crossed the Rubicon, and the end of the Roman Republican was at hand, really. And so this is how serious a moment that is. This is across the Rubicon moment. Because keep in mind, if Pence does do that, and Trump does stay as president, then this question becomes, is there ever going to be another election for president that doesn't end the same way?
Right. Right. All right. Let's talk about the Constitution a little bit, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. When it meets, this is from RenewAmerica.com. When it meets on January 6th, Congress must enforce constitutional provisions respecting the appointment of electors. At this point, it's Congress that will be able to say to the electors, and for one of the first times, one of the several times in history, different slates of the electors were offered up, Republicans and Democrats, and so that's unusual. And because these key states can choose which slate they go with, right, to count up the electoral votes, Congress must also enforce the constitutional provisions respecting the qualifications for the offices of president and vice president. And so we have several amendments we're talking about, and we have Article 1, Clause 1, Article 2, Clause 2, Article 3, Article 2, Clause 4. We also have the 22nd Amendment that imposes term limits on the office of president. We have lots of different amendments that talk about the role of the presidency. But Congress is bound by constitutional provisions, and the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. We also have the Supremacy Clause. Contrary to what some have asserted, the 12th Amendment most manifestly does not vest exclusive authority and sole discretion in the President of the Senate to determine the slates of electors for a state to be counted and which states are to be rejected. As President of the Senate, the Vice President has certain parliamentary powers at his disposal, but he has no discretion in deciding whether he will adhere to the constitutional framework governing the election. He and every other member of Congress must adhere and enforce each congressional provision. Our Constitution set up an elegant system of checks and balances. Congress is the body which is charged with determining the eligibility of the president and vice president. And And so as we're talking about this, keep in mind, well, it's going to be interesting because we have objectors for the first time in so long. We haven't had this. We're not used to this. This always sails through, right? You name who the president is on November 3rd. They're hoping the Electoral College says the same. Then they're hoping January 6th or January 4th says the same. And then they're hoping for the inauguration. By the way, Biden's inauguration is pretty much canceled because of COVID. I just wanted to say, which is kind of interesting. Interesting. Kamala Harris has not resigned the Senate. Some interesting points there. But the Constitution, I don't even know if we'll have time to go through all of it, but there's absolute, they're going to have to follow this on Wednesday. All eyes will be on them to follow this. But go ahead, Uncle Milty. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that one of the things that people are forgetting is that for most of our history, we remember that on Election Day, the losing president cedes and says, okay, you won, big guy.
Yeah.
Off to the races.
Right.
This is the first time that hasn't happened in a long, long, long time.
And so they're required, Congress to accept the states of electors who are appointed in violation, right? Requires Congress in the case of dueling states of electors to choose the slate signed by the governor of the state and reject the state approved by the state legislature, eliminate the 12th Amendment's dispute resolution procedures, which under the House of Representatives chooses the president and the Senate then chooses the vice president. But, I mean, some different things can happen with this. And Pence can say no to the slate of electors because of the fraud.
Right.
Because it's ongoing. It hasn't been called yet. That's an important part of this. We still have six states that haven't been called. That's huge.
Yeah, no, it is, definitely. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's no doubt that constitutionally this could happen. What you're saying is it's pretty much the ball is exclusively in Mike Pence's court.
Yeah, it could end up there.
Yep.
And there's a process by which before it goes to him, but yes, I mean, he's basically put at his position in the Constitution. Yeah.
But Pence can go ahead and accept the objection, and then he's off the hook after that, because then it's a matter of a vote.
Right. Right.
So I don't see it hurting him to accept the objection.
Yeah.
It's how the vote goes after that's my concern.
So, it'll be quite the showdown, I think, because this is the first time we've had this. We have always sailed through, but not this time around. And with those states still not being called, I don't think people get that. I don't think they understand that. The states haven't been called. So, you know, there's no finality in that. And that's why the double slates of electors that are offered up, that's why that could go either way.
That's right.
So, that's why I think there might be something different, a little more interesting about this. If this was the finale and this was finaled out and then we were hoping people objected, this is different, though, with the states not being called, Uncle Milty.
I think really the point is just like Dr. Pesta said, this is a Rubicon moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if people realize that and want to do the right thing, then the right thing's going to happen, and Biden will not be president. But boy, it's a tough one. There's no question about it.
Yeah. So
to make this work, you would really need just a very focused group of people making this work. A very small and focused group of people. Think about it. The George is telling us we may not know the results of their election tomorrow for 3 weeks. I mean, all this stuff is, they're not even not calling, but they're still in the process of running that election for Senate. So it's going to be a mess in D.C. for a while, no matter what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really do. I know people find that kind of odd that I still think that he'll get it. But I think this has been the year of being a little surprised. I'm still surprised that a year later, almost, we are still wearing masks for a plague that never happened. By the way, today, As we stand today, only 6.3% of the whole entire nation has tested positive, and that's with upwards of 90% false positives, if not 100, because they're cycling the test at 40 magnifications. You can find anything you want at 40 magnifications. Over 25 magnifications is considered fraud. And so with the hospitals doing that, with healthcare doing that, I named healthcare as the biggest liar of the year 2020 because of the lies they've told about our immune system, which I know they're educated in, and also because I know that the hospitals were not full. And we know that now. We didn't know that then, and they lied about it then. So I call out them as the biggest liar of 2020. We already know government lies, media lies, CDC lies. There's a history of it. But the healthcare industry has surprised me on this one. I will say this. Those that are considered serious in our nation today lands at 0.0087. Doesn't even land at a percent. Not even close to a half a percent in the entire nation and who's considered serious. And that's not hospitalized. That's just serious. Then out of that, they would classify hospitalizations. So 29,000 people out of 331 million. And people are literally wearing masks. I know it's baffling, but the sense of control that has taken over on our nation, the sense of this vaccine, and what they're willing to do to, and the desperation to try to get people to take a vaccine that your body does what it needs to do 99.9% of the time. I put out my vaccination video today. It's on Facebook. You can grab it. YouTube already deleted it within an hour today. So I just want people to know it's there. Uncle Milty?
Yeah, COVID thing, I think, is what they're using to keep control. While all of this constitutional issue about the election is going on, they want to keep people to keep believing their BS.
Yeah.
And so COVID is the way to keep that door open. As long as we can keep you believing in this nonsense, then you'll believe anything.
Yeah, that's the real frustration. The manufactured crisis of Trump not leaving office and Trump, you know, the real tragedy is that not enough Americans recognize how they're using COVID to wicked advantage, how they are using COVID to eliminate sizable chunks of middle class entrepreneurialism, how they are taking away civil liberties, the right. I realize it's Canada, they're just one country to the north of us, and we're heading down that same road rapidly. But did you see that video of the Canadian Mounties break in on a gathering of about 12 people? We're very close to having American law enforcement agents busting doors in to count heads over a Christmas holiday. We're getting dangerously close to that.
Yeah. We're going to be right back, more with Dr. Duke Peston when we come back. This week. It's true. And I said, I didn't know if I wanted to come back this week because I think it's going to be a little crazy. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com, and go to the Facebook page of the Kate Daly Show to get that vaccine video. Share it far and wide. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There she stood in the street. Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Oh, I've got Dr. Pesta, I got Uncle Milty, I'm a lucky girl, and I also have Balance of Nature. It makes me truly lucky. If you're really looking at your New Year's resolutions and wanting to make a change this year, I would say go to balanceofnature.com and start right away taking this supplement, 31 fruits and vegetables, dehydrated down into these capsules, three fruits, three veggies a day, and guess what? You're getting all those nutrients. I am telling you, they use the best of the best, pesticide-free, and you're getting this into your system to restore what our food supply cannot give us, and that is all those nutrients. Please, please, please make sure that you're getting Balance of Nature. Put in my name, Kate, as the code. Get 35% off and free shipping. This is just a steal of a deal right now. You really ought to be taking this for your own health, and I'm telling you, it works. I wouldn't tell you that unless I was taking it myself. Balanceofnature.com. I credit it with so much, and even Uncle Milty credits it for the fact that he's still here. Let me just tell you. Balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. I have Dr. Duke Pesta with me, and we have to clarify this. We have to let's clarify Pence's role for just a second. He doesn't get to choose which votes to count. He doesn't get to choose which votes to count, okay? And he doesn't, he's over the position of making, of getting the House to a vote, where the House is not then controlled by the Democrats. It's one vote per state, which would be 37 states are Republican. Now, not all of those states would go in Trump's favor, because a lot of them, or some of them, hate Trump, just to hate Trump. Right. But we are still the majority. So that ought to be very interesting for people to understand, too, I think, is that Pence doesn't get to call every shot on who to count and who not to count, but he does get to have some say in the House having to go to a vote because of all the objectors, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
50 in the House, to a dozen in the Senate. That's big news. That I'm actually surprised it's that many, to tell you the truth. I'm glad.
I actually read this morning that there's 140 now in the House that
okay.
are ready to object.
Well, there you go. So, what do you think, Dr. Duke? Dr. Duke, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him? I hope not. Okay.
Well, that's too bad. Before,
yeah, maybe we did.
Yeah. Before the break, he was mentioning about the Canadian Mounted Police breaking in on that family of 12 and how awful that was. But that's exactly what's going on right now. We look at that like, oh, could that happen here?
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that if we lose this situation, it doesn't matter who the players are at this point. If we lose the situation and Biden is elected president of the United States under these circumstances, we no longer have the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you do have tyrants like Andrew Cuomo saying, I'm gonna remove anybody that's contagious from the state of New York. And, you know, I'm going to lock you up if you do this.
That was a weird sight on New Year's. To get zero people out there, except for the people that were in corrals.
Right.
That was an interesting sight. What did you think, Dr. Pesta?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that you look at the liberties that state-level governors and executives are taking already.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things going on. Why is there no federal lawsuit to get American school kids, the public school systems now, thanks to the ESSA Act of 2015, really shoves a lot of that responsibility off of the feds. Why is there no serious challenge to get some of these kids back? Why are we allowing faculty members and public school teachers tell us when they will and won't do their jobs? There's so many things that have turned here over the last, they've really started accelerating. It's going, the long, slow march of socialism through our institutions isn't marching slowly anymore. They're marching downhill. And I think Milty's 100% correct that if at the very least we don't agonize over this election for 2 years with hearings and equipment checks, every one of these sworn affidavits needs to be investigated. If all you end up doing is arresting 15 or 20,000 people or charging 15 or 20,000 people, that's still something.
Yeah.
Right? If Biden sails into this, a Biden administration will no longer investigate this.
Yep.
It'll all be dropped.
Yep. And right now, as it stands, Pennsylvania election day data alone shows that over 432,000 votes were removed from President Donald Trump during the November election. That comes from Data Integrity Group. And I'm telling you, they can't ignore this fraud. If they choose to, we know that we'll never, ever, not that we ever had really fair elections, because we've had these processes in our voting systems for years. But to be to absolutely be this blatant about it, knowing that they were doing this and right out in full view, that's what's so different about it. And I've said that so many times on the show. But we are at a weird at a weird point this week. That's why I expect some surprises, and I think there'll be some people that surprise us. In fact, Georgia alone, Fulton County, you can't not see the fraud. I don't care how blind somebody is, you can't see it. So we are, even Georgia data showed that over 30,000 of Trump's votes were removed. And that's what Trump was talking about. Of course, the Post demonizes them because that's what they're paid to do. But honestly, there's just so much here that can't be ignored, that if they do ignore it, they're basically ignoring the fact that the murderer said, I did it. I did it in front of you, and you're going to ignore it. No one, I don't think America will stand for that. Uncle Milty?
I agree. That's my whole basis for my feeling positive about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The entire country has to basically say, we do not any longer care if crimes are committed.
Yeah.
In order for the government to do what they want to do.
Right. Trump won in 2016 Georgia by 5.1%. I doubt they feel any differently this go around.
No.
If not, they actually would be more. That the number would be increased on the side of Trump, looking at what's happened in the last 4 years. So I can't even imagine. But here we stand. So
Did you see the rally the other day in Georgia when Biden went to pump up one of these senators? There were like 30 people there. How do these people feel they have a chance to win?
This is why they had to cancel the inauguration.
Right.
Let's be frank. They didn't cancel riots, but they're canceling an inauguration for their hero of the progressive leftists. Okay. Doesn't make any sense. And so it just, none of it makes sense. And that's why everybody's scratching their heads on this one. I also have to mention before we end today's show, too, and Dr. Pesta, I know you saw this, too, but the idiotic House Democrat leading the body with an opening prayer for Congress that gendered the word amen to a woman.
Yeah, which is interesting because amen is not a gendered word. Amen, it's not gendered at all. It's,
nope.
It has nothing to do with gender. It's a foreign language that we imported into our English vernacular. It has nothing to do with male or female. And honestly, as we saw that Nancy Pelosi, one of the first things she's going to do, her first act as leading this new Congress is to get rid of mom and dad and brother and sister and brother-in-law and sister-in-law and father-in-law, to get rid of all those titles to uphold American values. She's going to get rid of all those. And so I wondered when Clyburn did that and said a woman, didn't he just offend the transgender people? I mean, he gendered it female. And we know, right, there are a lot of women out there who have penises, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know. There are a lot of men out there who can give birth. By using the word woman, by saying a woman, I wonder if he's on the wrong side of Pelosi now.
Yeah. I can't believe they tried to open it with a prayer. I mean, their prayers consist of nothing about God. So it's kind of amazing when they try.
A Hindu prayer is what it was.
Yep.
Pure paganism, right? About about a gender confused Hindu god.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds about right for what the Democrats are up to.
Well, and that's the other thing that gets left out of this conversation almost everywhere. This is also a huge attack on Christianity.
It is.
Oh yeah.
It is. I was actually proud of Trump for actually talking about Christ in his speech, because let me tell you, Obama never mentioned Christ's birth in the Christmas messages that they actually gave out. They only talked about decorations. So,
And you can guarantee one thing: if they skate through unharmed by this, if the Democrats take power and it's all forgotten, the war will turn quickly. The pivot point of this of the high ground that they've ceded for themselves will be used to attack Christianity over and above anything else.
Yeah.
For the longest time, and I say this is absolutely true now, the single biggest arch enemy of socialism is Christianity. It is by far the one and the most effective counterbalance to socialist control. It is the one ideological position from which socialism can be neutralized and destroyed. And so they cannot, given what their plans are, they are going to have to start recruiting. And you're seeing it now with these Christmas gatherings and mm-hmm. American holidays, and you can go do this and that, but you can't go to church, right? If you go to church, you can't sing loud. They've already been tipping their mm-hmm. hand about where they're going with Christianity.
Yep.
It's not Christianity will mm-hmm. become a persecuted religion in many ways in America.
Yeah. In fact, this is how they finish the prayer, and I quote, "We ask it in the name of monotheistic God Brahma and God known by many names, by different faiths, amen, and a woman."
Yeah, a woman.
I just, when you think they've gone as far as they have to even remove things from their own platform that talk about God, and then you get to this kind of nonsense, they really are imploding on themselves.
Yeah.
To go this blatant with fraud because they had to do the things that they're doing. And this is why, trust me when I say, and here's another affirmative note for you all today, you're not nuts. You're not crazy. This is going on in front of our eyes, and we're supposed to accept it like it's business every day. It isn't. We're not nuts here. And so by calling this out, I hope people understand this is, you're the reasonable one, I swear. And when we talked about education, you know, this might be such a new ground for us to go private with education, but you've gone private with education, Dr. Pesta, your school has. And this is the way of the future. And maybe this, sometimes you can grab the good out of the bad, and maybe we start to go privatization and teachers are funded by families.
Amen.
Yeah.
A woman. There you go. Yes, absolutely. The reason we're in the mess we're in right now, the yep. reason that we're at this Rubicon moment, is because we've allowed too many generations to be completely miseducated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Too many young generations of kids in their 20s and 30s who should know what's at stake, who have no idea what's at stake. And they're the ones who have made the difference in this election. And so the only hope for the country, regardless of what happens with Biden, is if the American people, even the ones who don't get to participate in revolution, we're stuck with Biden if that's what happens. The only really hope for America, it seems to me, is if you can start educating kids the right way.
Yeah.
And that means breaking from public schools. There's no place in public schools where you're going to be safe. The Department of Education chief that he's tapped on the shoulder, Cardona, is a critical race theory guy. He got critical race theory, white supremacist, all this social justice stuff. He got it by law into Connecticut schools. He is not a school teacher. He is a race baiter masquerading as a supervisor. He is going to be your next Department of Education secretary if nothing changes, which means your public schools are going to become even more politicized and even less committed to genuine education in the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this is a good opportunity then. Maybe it's a great opportunity for teachers and somebody to put out a site that connects teachers with families wanting to hire them so that they can have the courage to leave their job. Because really, that's what's standing behind it right now. And I know that teachers are going to start receiving letters that they're going to have to get the vaccine and all of this crazy, insane, disgusting things that they're trying to push. And they're going to have to do it for their job, and they're going to side with their job and their mortgage. And so, because of that, maybe this is a good opportunity to start putting them with families so they realize that they can still have a job. It's just going to be through a different route, and they're going to have the courage to leave.
That's right. I mean, we're out of time. We are at a crossroads in this country. And even if this next week goes against us mm-hmm. and our worst fears are concerned, then the hope is in fortifying your local community, fortifying your family, fortifying the place where you live. It's going to take a while before
yeah.
Radical federal interventionalism comes calling for you in your suburb.
Right.
It's going to come. But in the meantime, are you going to make homeschooling as strong as possible so they mm-hmm. make it becomes hard for them to take it away? That's what you got to be thinking about now.
Yep. Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Duke Pesta. Catch the Dr. Duke Show.
Thanks,
it plays
guys.
On the Kate Daly Show Facebook page.
God bless.
Right after this show ends. And, of course, he's fantastic. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere on the Kate Daly Show. And we'll take your calls as well.